Hello.
Hello.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode. So, we're back in this beam, and today we are going to be talking about love, relationships, and the importance of Black films. And I have a special guest, an incredible guest that has been on here before.
Hi.
Clara, she's back.
Hello, I'm waving, but you can't see me wave.
Exactly. Blast from the past, the girl that was on for intersectionality, she's back. And
so I'm excited to be here.
Super excited to get into this topic. I don't have anything like prepped, but we have been wanting to talk about love, relationships, and I figured since, you know, it's the last week of Black History Month, why not throw in the importance of like Black movies, Black love, all that stuff. So we're going to correlate that. But before we get into the episode, how was your week last week?
I had a good week. I think the rain was just really getting to me, though. Mm. Even though things were going good, things were going okay in my life, but I think the rain just is so gloomy. Yeah. It makes me feel gloomy, and it's not never a good time.
Yeah, especially for context. So we are in Knoxville, Tennessee, and for some reason, the weather has just been like
awful,
like disgusting. Like, I think it was like 3 weeks ago, schools were closed for the like flu, like Knox County was like completely closed, which was really weird, especially being from Georgia. When the flu would happen, look, no one was closed.
And it's weird, it's like that's never happened before. Like, the Knox County has never shut down for sickness before. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so it's been just like, and then also, was it sunny this weekend? Because I went to Georgia.
It was.
Okay, so yeah. I went home for the weekend, so it was very interesting coming back, and it was raining. I was like, this is fun. Also, I overslept today, so then I was like, I can blame it on the rain. But and classes are going well.
Classes are going well, yeah. What about you? How was your week?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Was last week my birthday?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
Taylor Swift, yeah.
Yeah, so
I'm feeling 22.
Yes. Yeah. So last week was my birthday. Woo-hoo. It was good. It was just like, as I was telling you, like the last 3 weeks, I've had like an evolution with friendships, which we'll dive in the relationship portion with platonic friendships or relationships. Yeah. So like the start of the week, it was a little like tense because I had some conflict with a friend that ended up like just going like completely down the tube. And then Tuesday and like Tuesday was weird as well, because I think it was just like I was in this weird funk, but I was kind of just like in my head because I was kind of recognizing like this was like a new type of birthday, like without like my dad. But then also too, it was like I was turning 22 and I was like, I'm just becoming an adult. And then the day of my birthday, it was great, like, had class, had an exam, didn't go the best, but, you know, it was, like, my birthday.
It's your birthday. Yeah, so it's like, birthday pass.
Exactly. So, that was fine, and then the, like, rest of the day got better, and then that night, I had exec meeting, and they got me a cake, so they surprised me, which was
really
cool.
So sweet.
I, like, remember the girl said she was gonna do something, her name's Hannah, she was gonna do something for it, like, she was like, I'm all about birthdays, but, like, I legitimately, the whole night, I was like, they're not gonna do anything. I was like, I'm not gonna be surprised, and then they came out with a cake, and she got me, like, a gluten-free cake. I mean, so, like, it was really, really sweet, and it was, like, super nice, and then, no, wait. Last week wasn't my birthday. It was the week after.
Was it?
Yeah.
When did we have dinner?
The 11th. This is funny. But, like, I still remember 2 weeks ago. No, but last week was still a good week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
It's been a long week. That's it's been a long 2 weeks. Yeah.
They all blurred together.
I know.
The rain.
Right. We're blaming on the weather. But last week was good because, so I'm an intern at Discovery Inc. and I did my presentation. So, like, that was really, really fun.
That's awesome.
And then I went to a networking event
with
my job. We, like, went to Singo on Thursday, and that was super fun.
That's
I got
awesome.
To, like, network with people in, like, different departments, like, travel and like, finance. And then I met a new friend, like, another coworker. Her name's Jamie. She works in, like, brand entertainment. She's, like, a videographer. And she, like, was like, you should teach me about TikTok. And I was like, you can teach me about, like, Premiere Pro. Because I was like, I don't understand this. So last week was still good. And then I went home. Me and my friend Danny, we went home Friday until yesterday. And, like, that was so nice.
That's
like,
good.
Getting away from Knoxville.
Yeah,
and, like, it was so
sure.
nice and warm in Georgia. Took my mom to dinner.
Yeah.
And then we went and saw the Sonic movie, which I highly recommend you go see because Jim Carrey was a hoot and a holler.
Oh, really?
Oh, he was hilarious. Awesome. And then Ben Schwartz or Schwartz or something like that. Mm-hmm. He's also in it. He's the voice of Sonic. Mm-hmm. But the animation was incredible because I don't know if you knew this, but like they had to like, they put out a trailer, I think about like this time last year. Yeah. And then everyone like, was trashing on it. They were like, it's so bad. So then they literally had to reanimate everything. Oh, so they had to reinvest. But I think it was 100% worth it. That's and good. There's probably going to be a sequel. So I was like,
that's great.
Yeah. So it was good. I enjoyed it. And then spent time with the familia.
That's good.
And then I saw my big Emily and her boyfriend and a couple like other friends in Atlanta. We like all like drank and played games, and like I caught up with her and I just told her about like my like life goals, and she was like, you're literally just killing it. And I was like no, I hope so. That's especially awesome. I was talking about the pod, so she was like, keep going, and I was like, okay. So that's awesome. And then I hung out with my mom yesterday, and then I'm like in the process of getting a car, so that was really cool too. Yeah. So it was honestly a good week. Like, it was definitely cool. It was also really cool to present like at like to my boss like, and her boss. Yeah, and they took me out to lunch. This is why I was like, I did celebrate a little bit of my birthday. We went to Chewy's, which is like a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was nice. And they were like, happy birthday, and I was like, that's thanks. Really and I was just like, I mean, 22 is cool, but it's also just like, shit, I'm growing up. Yeah. like, I actually need to figure out what I'm doing next. So, yeah. But let's get into love. So, I asked you before you came on if you had taken, like, your love language test. Mm-hmm. And tell, I guess, what do you know about the love language? Like, how would you explain it?
So, I know there's five of them. Words of affirmation, physical touch, gifts, quality time, and what's the fifth one? I can never remember. What is the fifth one?
Oh, receiving gifts.
Wait, did I say that? I said, okay, gifts, quality time.
Words of affirmation,
physical touch.
And then...
there's another one.
What?
There's another one. I can't remember.
I'm literally Googling this.
Well, anyway, so... So knowing your, like, love language is, like, a really great way just to, you know, have a better relationship with your partner. And it doesn't even have to be, like, your romantic partner, but, like, even a platonic partner. Like, being able to know, like, oh, this is how you best receive compliments, or this is how you... you know, feel like...
access service.
Service. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Exactly. So knowing those kinds of things is just a really great way. Just be like, hey, you know how to support you. And it's really important.
Yeah. So what are your two? Because I want to...
Yeah, my top two for sure are words of affirmation and physical touch.
Yeah. So mine are acts of service and quality time. Like, those tie. Mm-hmm. And then it's words of affirmation and then physical touch. And then... like, I don't really care about receiving gifts. When I took it, was zero, because, like, I legitimately don't care about gifts. So I think the reason why I wanted you to, like, take the test or, like, make sure you kind of knew that your top two is, like, when it comes to relationship, like, love, like, first off, do you feel like you've ever experienced love? Like, in, I guess, the romantic sense of love, like, do you feel like you've ever, like, felt that?
No, I wouldn't say that I have. I know that I've been in really, I know that I've experienced really intense infatuations, but I don't think that I would call them love, like call them love. But I mean, I love my mom, and I feel that every time I look at her, so that's, that's not romantic, obviously, but.
And I also feel like I'm totally the same, especially like, and I think you're the same as me. I don't think have you dated while being in college?
Not seriously, no. Yeah. No, I haven't, not even not seriously. I haven't dated.
Yeah. Like, and I feel like for me, nothing. I feel like I've been in, like, situationships where, like, there was one time I was, this is how, like, Boo Boo the Fool I was. I was in one situation where I was, like, yes, for the white boy. But also, too, it was, like, we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, but we also weren't, like, single. We were like mutually exclusive, so we were only seeing each other, and like,
and you guys both said that, you're, like, you both,
but it like He kept messing with my mind because I was like, if we're mutually exclusive, then why don't we just, like, use the label?
Right.
But now, as, like, a 22-year-old, I honestly would rather just have that. Like, I don't, and I don't know about you, but, like, I'm not very heavy about labels. Like, I think if you like someone, like, and this is something that, like, I think men, or maybe the men I've talked to, are not comfortable with. Like, I don't understand why there's this pressure. Like, if a girl says, I like you, it immediately means, like, she wants to be my girlfriend. And it's, like, that's not the case. Like, I can literally like you. I can enjoy your presence. Exactly. And we can, like, see where this can go. Yeah. And then, like, go from there.
Yeah.
And, like, I think as well, like, I've deleted all my dating apps, like, for the rest of my time while I'm here in Knoxville. Like, if I move to another city, I'd like to have them so I can, like, meet new people and, like, all that stuff. Like, that was a big thing I did when I was in Spain.
Yeah.
And also, too, the love that I felt, or, like, the affection, the appreciation I felt in Spain, I just genuinely do not feel like I can ever recreate in Knoxville.
Yeah.
Especially,
I totally understand.
Because I think I told you how, like, this isn't, like, boasting, but, like, I went on 4 dates, and, like, one, they were always, like, the guys always paid, which I was, like, that's cool.
Really nice.
But then also, too, it was, like, there was an energy. Yeah. And even, like, the last one I went on, he legitimately was, like, I go on dates not to, like, I don't have any expectations.
Yeah.
Like, I literally go on to just see how things go, and if it works out, then, like, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And I was, like, mind you, my mentality, because of the U.S. and because of dating here, it's always, like, the mentality of, like, oh, we're going to, like, hook up, or, like, something else is going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think as well, too, like,
I see what you mean,
yeah, so, like, when I came back, I was, like, honestly, my worth was up here.
Oh, sis.
Oh, it was, like, up in the high bars.
I can totally relate. And I even feel like I totally understand what you're saying, like, because every time, even when I just leave the city of Knoxville, I already feel, like, my, like, the way that I'm just seen by other men in general is just so much better. Whenever I'm in New York City, for example, even just, like, it just feels like I'm seen a little bit more, which is, you know, not to boast or anything like that. But, like, I don't know, something about being in Knoxville is just really, like, harming, like harming to the way that I kind of sometimes see myself. And
no, it is. Sucks. And especially, I think, being a black woman, that definitely...
you gotta
worry about a lot of things, like sexualized or fetishized or, like, all these things. And it's also, too, like, there's this, like, weird dichotomy of, like even if you're interested in a black male, chances are, like,
they're not interested in you.
Also, the poll's already lower than it would actually be if, like, you were on an even, like, playing field.
Right.
So there's
too many white girls around here.
Exactly. And then, which, no knock to white girls. Like,
no,
love whoever you want to love. Yeah, but I think the thing is, like, it's weird when I'm in conversations, right? And I've had a conversation where someone legitimately, like, brought up to me, they were like, yeah, like, all the black guys go for the white girls. Mind you, they weren't, like, white. Mm-hmm. They're like, person of color. And I was just like, wait, I was like, what? I was like,
no, that's, like, a real thing.
Yeah, no, like, I always knew this because I lived in, like, an athletic dorm, so I always saw, like, Stacey, Becky, whatever. But it's just, like, I know my person's not here, and I also would rather not, like, waste my time with, like, a white boy. And I do feel like love is real, like, low-key. I feel like the person I am now, if I ever got my heart broken, I just feel like I would, like, not completely change, but, like, something in me would be broken forever. But I also think I'm trying to realize that, like, soulmates are a thing, but I think we have multiple soulmates. For I don't think we just have, like, one.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel sometimes there was a while where I was like, oh, my husband, my man is definitely going to be a black man. All of these things, And, like, while I really want to believe that, it's just not realistic and it's not true. Just because I really don't think that black men are really checking for other black women. I mean, that's not, obviously not every black man out there feels that way, but I feel like it's a lot easier, especially in Knoxville, it's a lot easier for black men to kind of just, you know,
do whatever they want.
Do whatever they want. And it's easier for them to, you know, pick up a white girl because... that's, you know, that's what's available, and I'm not, I mean, I'm not gonna...
We're not knocking it.
I'm not knocking it. Like, you gotta do what you gotta do to get what you want. Like, you know, that, it is what it is.
But. It is what it is. But I also think, too, it's like, and I think, and I don't know if you've ever gone through this, but, like, I've always... I think I'm very proud of, like, my blackness, and I'm aware of my blackness.
For sure,
me too. And, like, I'm never going to, like, for me, and once we get to, like, the relationship aspect, I'll kind of, like, emphasize on this, but, like, I want, like, an activist relationship, so, like, we're not, like, fighting for change all the time, but, like, I might be, like, very focused in, like, film and entertainment. Like, that is, like, my thing, my specialty, social media.
For sure.
They can be in, like, their thing. Or we could be in the same industry, same but industry, we're doing different things. So then we can come together and, like, support each other, give each other ideas, all that stuff.
I totally agree.
But I have noticed, and, like, this was really interesting. Like, one of the people I had cut out, I realized that, like, they always were judging me about the fact that I was interested in white guys. And, like, it wasn't, like,
it's not cute.
Yeah, like, it would be, like, I would be talking to them. Mind you, the ones that I've messed with are just, like, ridiculous. Like, like, I could expose them in a book, but, like, I gotta, like, channel God in me. Like, you know, God says, kill them with kindness. And I'm like, ugh.
Kill them with kindness.
But, yeah, like, they would always kind of judge me and be like, why won't you go for, like, a black guy or da-da-da-da. And it was, like...
Easier said than done, sis.
Exactly. Plus, we live in a very predominantly white institution. Mind you, white guys are not that bad, you know? Like, Carson Lundquist, he's cute, you know? But, like, you know, cute in the sense of, like, you can be my friend. But, like, it's not, like, I'm open to whatever. I think I shouldn't be like, oh, I want to be with a black man. Because I think the love that I experienced was all Eastern European, right? And they were, like, mostly white, but that wasn't a bad thing.
Like, the thing is, like, I want to date whoever wants to date me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So if he happens to be white, whatever. If he happens to be something else, that's even better. I mean, like, the guy that I was telling you about before we turned the mic on, he's Mexican.
Ooh!
I know. Get me started
on
him.
The Spanish. Let's not even get that started.
I know.
Yeah. Like, there's this one guy I met when I was in Spain. He was Canadian. And I'll, like, forever remember him because when I say it was, like, a one-hit wonder, like, he was a musician, mind you. So, like, legitimately, it was, like, a one-hit wonder. We, like, matched on Wednesday, met Thursday and Friday. We spent time together. Yeah. And then that night, we, like, hung out, whatever.
Yeah.
Hunked up. And then it was, like, a out-of-body experience. We, like, listened to the song Georgia, right? And, like, legitimately, I was, like, I literally started crying because I was drinking wine, so I started, like, bawling. And I was like, I'm in Spain, and I'm listening to Georgia, and I just had an incredible experience with this man in Canada. And then when we were parting ways, he was like, have a great time, like, for your rest of the month in Spain. And, like, I still follow him on social media, and that's, I think, sweet. He still follows me, so, like, we still keep up with each other, and, like, he just put out new music, so, like,
that's awesome.
It's incredible, and I think it's, like, connections like that, and I think when it comes to love, it's just the connection, and I mean, I know what it means to, like, love my family and my friends and, like, platonic relationships, but I don't know what, like, that, like, I love you, I, like, think about it, like, the way I see love, it's, like, it's not even a feeling you can explain to other people, you know?
Right.
So I think it'll be really interesting to, like, see, like, post-grad, like, when I actually get into the dating field, when I'm actually in a city that I love. And, like, I think, too, like, I'm just really excited to see, like, where 2020 can go.
Yeah.
Like, I was telling you how, like, I'm, like, interviewing, like, these podcasters who, like, also do movies and, like, I low-key, high-key, I really want us to be friends by the end of the year. And I think we can, because I think we have, like, similar personalities, which, like, was, like, Carson and Jeff and stuff. So, it'll be fun, like, bouncing. We'll actually, like, having, well, we've already, like, they know what I look like. So, it's not even like that. Like, because we did, like, this is so off topic, but I did, like, a Google Hangout with them.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Like, yeah, so, like, I had a conversation with them, and they're, like, super cool guys.
Yeah.
Carson's really quirky and, like, weird, and I'm like, I'm quirky and weird. Like, we would, and he's a senior in film school, so. Yeah, but look. Not even like that. I'm trying to be friends. Because look, he might have a cute friend. And then you can just introduce me to that.
Cute
thing. But yeah. But I think it's, I think it's being open to whatever relationship can come. Which,
yeah, absolutely.
Which, let's dive in to relationships.
Speaking of, though, you said that you use dating apps.
Yes.
I have never.
What?
I know. Girl. I have never. And it's always been a thing that I'm just like, should I do it?
It's kind of shallow. It's low-key kind of shallow. But
I just think about it, like, every time I consider it, I'm just like, do I really want people swiping on me? No.
But the thing about it, it is shallow. Like, it's also, like, kind of like a pastime.
I'm just a scared little girl.
So. No. I would say, like, once you move out of Knoxville, yeah, you should download it. Because okay. I think the thing about Knoxville, it's, like, it's very saturated. Yeah. And, like, the reason why I kind of just, like, deleted all of them and turned them off for a little bit was because of the fact, like, I was doing it for just pastime. Like, I would be bored and I was like, okay, like, let me just, like, swipe. Yeah. And it's kind of, like, really shallow because you're basing an interaction with someone based on how they look. And some people, like, their looks are not their best quality. Right. It's their personality. Right. Like,
totally.
Actually, like, can connect you to a person. But I also think, too, you have to be, like, in Spain, I was always really concerned I was going to get, like, kidnapped. But every guy ends up turning out, like, incredible. And, like, we always end up having a really good conversation.
That's nice.
Or, like, there was one German I matched with. His name was Carl. And he was, like, super nice. And, like, he was 26. He was so intelligent. He knew so much about politics that he would be talking about it. And I was just, like, because I was 21 at the time. So I was, like, I feel so young. And now, like, I feel like I'm more educated on politics.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, I keep up with the news, and not even just, like, U.S., but, like, globally.
Yeah.
So I think, like, that experience really, like, made me realize, like, okay, like, I'm not, like, a kid. Like, I'm also an adult, so I can, like, have these relationships. But I also feel like when it comes to relationships, I have decided that, like, if I was to date someone, like, I would cut it off at probably, like, 27 or, 26, 27. Just because.
So, like, 5-year gap?
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. Just because of the fact that I feel like when you're 28 through 30, you're in a different stage in your life.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you're looking
for sure.
to, like, settle down.
Oh, yeah.
You want to, like, get a house, kids, all that stuff. And, like,
mow the lawn.
Yeah. And it's, like, I'm literally still 20 and, like, I want to go back abroad. So, like, I don't want to stop.
I'm here for that.
Yeah. So, I think when it comes to, like, romantic relationships, which I can talk about the activist relationship. So when this came to my mind when I was in Austin back in December, I like was like, okay, like, what, like, going forward, if I date someone, like, what kind of relationship do I want? And I was like, well, I'm in a time where, like, I'm legitimately, like, I have a lot of, like, career opportunities I could kind of go down. Like, I could do the podcast, or I could do, like, Discovery, or I could, like, go to grad school internationally and, like, get my master's. And, like, if I was to meet someone along the way, like, I'm not stopping. Like,
oh, no. Yeah, for
like,
sure.
My personality, one, will not stop. And even, like, when I dated in high school, I, like, ended the relationship because I legitimately was realizing, like, this relationship was, like,
taking over.
It was taking over and holding me back. And I was like, I'll stay in Georgia.
No,
like,
I'll go
to Georgia State. Like, and I was like, hold up. I had always wanted to go out of state.
Yeah.
I always had been independent.
Oh,
I always wanted to adventure.
We settle.
Yeah. Oh, no.
For these boys.
No.
Uh-uh.
And, like, no.
That's just. Period. We don't do it.
We
don't do that.
No. And now I've just realized, like, if I meet someone, like, this year or next year, or if I was abroad, like, they would not necessarily have to sacrifice, because I actually am also very open to a long-distance relationship. Like, I'm very independent. I also am, like, in a challenge right now this week where I'm trying to cut my screen down from, like, 6.5 to 4.5 hours this whole week. It's been really interesting.
That's challenging.
Yeah, it's very challenging. But the way I can do it is by not having Instagram completely on my phone, because I think Instagram is just a time sucker. So I need to date someone that has, like, no correlation. And no correlation. It does. But the reason why I'm saying I could do long distance is because I don't need to see someone every single day
to
emphasize that, like, I love you and I appreciate you and
totally.
I care about you. Because, like, I'm also a busy person. So, like, I need to know that, like, we don't have to see each other or talk to each other. Like, we can be there for each other
24/7.
Yeah, and I love FaceTime. I hate texting. And like, I feel like if I post stuff on social media, like, you can't not get upset, but like, you can still keep up with my life, you know? And like, you can always ask questions like, oh my god, like, I saw that picture, like, what happened, you know? So I think I want someone who won't sacrifice their life but will come along with the journey for me. But like, what about you, like, romantically?
Like, for long distance relationships?
Yeah, like, what are your views on like romantic relationships? Like, kind of similar to how I was saying, like, I want like an activist relationship. Like, what kind of...
For sure. Well, for me, obviously, I'm a musician, and I know now that I think that I could only date a musician, like a serious musician. Okay. And if he wasn't a musician, then he would have to be something artistic as well, because the way that I just live my life, I guess, it's like I practice every day, and I, you know, there are things that I do that, you know, don't really make sense to other people, you know, who aren't really actively a part of like music, like the music world. So they'd have to really understand that. And I just realized that other people don't get it. So that's just like one of those things. Like you were saying earlier, just having somebody who can from the jump like support what you're doing already. Mm. So that's already something that I know that's super important to me.
Okay.
But as far as like long distance and stuff, okay, the guy that I was telling you about, we'll call him Billy. Let's call him Billy.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, Billy is from Texas. And I just met him briefly. I met him at a conference. I was in Detroit. And we got really close really fast. And so he's from Texas, but he goes to school in Canada.
Wait, where? In Toronto?
No, like in Vancouver, on the other side of the continent.
Wow, like up there.
Like way up there, like right on top of Washington State.
I was going to be like, if he's in Toronto, we can go.
No, he lives in Vancouver.
Okay.
But so we had been talking for a long time. Not for a long time. I take that back. Only for like a couple of weeks. But we both came to like this decision, I guess, that it would just be too hard just because we didn't know each other in person enough. It wouldn't be worth it for us to like try to do that. So like if like for me, I have such a crush on him. Like I would want to do the long distance. Like I think it could work. Yeah, I like you so much.
Yeah. I mean, you
if you're listening, I love you. I'm kidding. I don't love you. I'm kidding. No, but like, yeah, it's just too hard. Like, if I were to do a long distance, it like I would have to know you, and I have to know what you're about. Like, I would have to really know you in order to feel safe, feel comfortable enough to be able to do long distance.
Yeah. And I get that aspect. Especially, too, like, I think with me, if I did long distance, I don't know. Here's the thing, though. I am such an internet head that, like, if a relationship started on the internet, like, that's how we connected, and then we were texting, and then we were FaceTiming, and then we eventually met in person, like, I don't think, like, anything would legitimately change. So, like,
That's interesting.
Yeah, because, like, I just am such an internet head. Like, the last person I did an interview with, like, she lived in the UK.
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
right.
like, I didn't meet her. Like, we literally had been communicating that's over, awesome, like, though. Over text, and then we did the call, and I called her via FaceTime, and we just had a conversation. And I'm going to the UK this summer, so like, if I
to
I'll
see
like,
her,
no, like, oh. I'm going with school,
oh,
but
with school.
Like,
okay.
But I'll get there like 2 days early, so we could probably meet up
oh, cool.
and like, see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like, plus, same thing with like Carson and Jeff, I like connected with them over the internet, went on a Google Hangout, and now we've all seen each other's faces.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I mean, I think right now in my life, I could start it off via the internet, and then like, maybe set one day or time when we're in the same city and like meet, you know what I mean? And then go from there. Because I think like, social media is such a game, and like, also too, some people are more photogenic than others, so it's like, you can't judge someone based on social media, and like, also too, you like, shouldn't judge people.
It's a highlight reel.
It's a highlight reel.
I mean, because like, when you get in a relationship with somebody, obviously, you're gonna get it all. You're not just gonna get the cute
highlights.
You're not just gonna get the cute Insta pics, like.
You're going to have the hardships. You're going to have the days where, like, maybe they're sad or they're going through rough times. Maybe they lose their job. Like, and I think it's really interesting because a lot of people in my life are getting married. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's been, I mean, I'm excited. Look, I'm excited for a good wedding. Like, catch me at the open bar. Oh, like, you already know.
Like, with chicken fingers in both my hands.
I think it's exciting because a lot of, like, people I've known who've been in, like, long-term relationships are getting married.
It is wild,
but at the same time, too, I'm also understanding why people get married young. Like, yeah. I think it's to, like, cultivate, like, that life, that, what, like, generational wealth, also to, like, establish themselves and, like, actually develop that because, like, I mean, I don't see myself getting married till, like, 30. Mm-hmm. If I do, you know, if I meet my boo, but at the same time, like, right now, like, I'm not judgmental to people who are, because I think they found their, like, soulmate now in their life,
totally,
and who's
agree.
To say, like, maybe down the path, like, something happens, like, maybe they get sick, or, like, something like that, like, I think, Laura London, like, Nipsey's wife, she probably will not ever get remarried because, like, Nipsey was her soulmate, so I think people find their person that they're supposed to be with, like,
Sometimes I feel like on social media there is, like, a tendency for people to dog on like, younger couples. But, like, I totally agree. Like, if you find somebody that you feel like you can do life with, like...
Go for it.
Why should you have to, like, fall into this trap of, like, oh, you know, casual dating all the time?
Yeah,
like,
because it's
you
not...
You have to.
But the thing, too, it's, like, not fulfilling. Like, you...
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly. There's, like, nothing wrong with building a life with somebody.
Exactly. Or even, too, like... When I've realized, like, dating, like, I used to be, like, boy crazy. Like, I can acknowledge
too,
this.
Sis.
But, like, I think from, like, 18 until 21, like, you are probably boy crazy because, like, you haven't, especially if you're not dating any, like, we both also come from immigrant households. I'll tell you right now.
That's, like, a whole nother can of worms.
Yeah, like, dating is, like, a no bueno.
Like, what?
Like,
who are they?
Yes, exactly. And now it's funny because my mom's like, oh, so, like, there was this one guy I was, like, close with, and we would cook dinner, and she was like, did he come, like, I thought you were gonna bring him home.
You're kidding, because my mom is doing the same thing to me.
But I'm like, mom, I'm like, that is not my focus, like, I'm focused on, like, my career and, like, figuring out what I'm doing next. And she's like, well, you can still cultivate a relationship. I was like, I dang well know if I came home with a white boy, I don't know how she would react. But, like, I think she would be fine with it, but she'd probably be like, Hannah, what? And I'd be like,
yeah.
You wanted me to bring someone out?
My mom would totally be fine with it, but she'd just be like, does he go to church?
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. And it's just, like, I think they also come, like, I tried to explain that to her when I was at dinner. I was like, we come from two different generations. Like, you might think, you know, like, Nigerian culture is Nigerian culture. So I think she didn't get married young. My number, but she didn't get married young. But I think it's just, like, in her culture, like, she assumes that I'd probably have someone now. But I think she doesn't understand the, like, the space Knoxville's in. And,
exactly. Neither does my mom. My mom, it's like, so are you talking to anybody? And I was like, Mom, you asked me that, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, the Knoxville has not changed within the span of 14 days. Okay? The same people are here, you know. And also, like, just being an immigrant in, a majority white space, I think it's hard for my parents to really understand, like, what that actually means within the context of dating.
Yeah.
Because, especially, like, you know, people who come from Haiti, sure, probably Nigeria, too, like, we're, like, really proud, really prideful people, right? So they're like, well, I can do anything.
Yeah.
Right? You can't do anything if the guy doesn't like you back.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
Exactly. Exactly. And, like, on TikTok, like, there's this big, like, this big thing. There's, like, this video where this girl, she was like, when I like a white boy, and she was like, she was just, like, you know, looking, and then it's like when he says he doesn't like black girls, and it's like she's, like, dancing. And I was like, wow, like, such a mood. Because, like, here that's always, like, a thing. Like, I think one time I asked a guy on Hinge, and I was like, have you ever been with, like, a black girl? And he was like, yeah, I, like, made out with her. But, like, he's never been with one. And I was just like, okay. Yeah. And I watched this video on YouTube, and this black queen. I'll, like, put it in the description bar. Uh-huh. But she elaborated on that, like, dating is trash, but as a black woman, it's, like, garbage. And it was so good because she was talking about just, that's like, so how, funny. Like, black men, like, you know, don't ish. And then it's, like, then if you try to date outside your race, like, she was talking about how this one time she was, like, hanging out with a bunch of people, and this white guy, like, told her, like, he had, like, slept with, like, a black girl, like, the night before or something like that as, like, a compliment, but she's like, that's oh, not that's compliment. Not that's, like, not how that works. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think it's, like, the whole sexualization and, like, fetishization, yeah. And, yeah. Like, yeah. I think it's just not romance. Cute. Yeah, it's not cute, but I also think, too, and I guess this kind of ties into, like, black films. Like, I think we're seeing, like, so much, like, black love. Like, Queen and Slim. My God, I don't think, have you seen it? Okay, so
so many movies I need to watch. I haven't seen it.
Yes, okay, so I'm going to give you... I need to watch The Photograph, too. The Photograph, okay. So I heard bits and pieces about The Photograph. Like, some people said it was very, like, cheesy.
See, but that's cute. Do you know how many cheesy white people movies I've seen? Yeah,
I also feel like...
The Notebook.
You've watched The Notebook?
Of course I've watched The Notebook. No. What?
I will not add that to my movie palette. Here's why. It is too dramatic for me. Like, it's too... You're telling me these people were so in love. Mm-hmm. My boy was running in the rain.
Yes. It's romantic.
No. But it's not realistic. Look, it's not realistic.
It doesn't have to be. It's a movie.
But think about it. Why am I going to watch this hour and a half to 2 hour movie about love that is not realistic? Then my expectation will be high. And then when homeboy does not run in the rain to love
just
me.
Just let me wallow in my bed by myself. Okay? Don't come for me.
Okay.
Come
for me. Okay. I won't. Maybe one day. Maybe.
Sometimes you just have to just watch a movie and just see. I watched cute people make out.
It's like, well, Titanic. I love, like, Titanic.
I like Titanic.
Titanic was good. Like, that's the rom-com I need.
But that's tragic as hell.
I know. That's why I need it. Not Notebook is too unrealistic. Titanic, a little real, like...
You're telling me it's more likely that you're gonna die in a shipwreck?
No, but, like, you know, one person's gonna leave. I mean, Jack.
It's gonna be you, right?
No, I hope not. I mean, if it had to be, it might be. Oh my goodness. But, so, like, movies like Black Panther.
Yeah.
Queen of Slim.
For sure.
There are a couple other, because I looked up different, like, black movies before we were recording. Oh, Get Out. Well, Get Out's not really, like, completely. But, yeah, the biggest one was, like, Black Panther, Moonlight, Queen and Slim, Sorry to Bother You, Fences, Girls Trip. I feel like we're seeing, especially in the 2010s, we saw a lot of, like, black films. And especially, like, Queen and Slim is... so beautiful. Like, that movie, and it had a lot of contradictions in the black community, but I feel like there's just so much colorism in our community.
Oh, for sure.
But that's for another episode.
I don't remember her name, but the lady.
Lena, the director.
Yeah. No. The main character. The main character. Mm-hmm. I remember once the movie came out, her husband,
Jodie
Turner Smith, her husband is a white man, and all these people came after her, mostly black men came after her saying all these things like, oh, how can you be on TV or on this film and, you know, representing black love, but then you go home to a white man? And I'm like, crickets, what? Exactly. What are you talking about? I mean, do you remember, like, every time we see, like red carpets and we see those black men, who's around their arm?
Exactly.
Who are they carrying around their arm?
Exactly.
She's not a black queen, I can tell you that for sure.
Exactly. The girl actually talked about that. She, like, posted all these photos of, like, black men.
Wait, was it Iloho? Is it I Am Iloho? Because I live for her channel.
Wait.
I live for her channel.
No. It was like Nappy.
Okay. Hang on. No, but my girl on YouTube.
Nappy-headed, yeah. Okay. Yeah, she was like doing her makeup and like talking about it. And I think it really started the conversation because I feel like Queen and Slim very much shows like black love in an essence that like we've never seen. Mm-hmm. And to their narrative, like the way that they went about going about this movie, mm-hmm. they filmed it at the start of the year and they wanted it to come out at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. They also wanted Final Cut. Mm-hmm. They also like very much, I think, portrayed the experience of being like a black woman. Like she was very uptight and very like just very high strung, but she was also a lawyer. So she also knew how the law was gonna work because for people who don't know like what Queen and Slim is, so it's basically like it's not Bonnie and Clyde, like a lot of people say, but Slim and Queen go on their first date, they meet on Tinder, and like they get stopped by a police officer, and then there's an altercation where the police officer is killed. So they go on the run Jodie, like her character Queen, knows how the like legal system is going to portray it, so then they become kind of like this archetype for the black community. So you see their journey, but you also see their dynamic of like them like falling in love. She ends up opening up about how like her uncle had like killed her mom, and then she had to legitimately like defend him in court, and he went like completely free. So like it was a lot of like trauma, but like that's also within the black community. And also it was like an accident, like he had a lot of PTSD because he was in the war. So like you see like how her walls, because I think as a black woman you have a lot of walls, mm-hmm. especially for like different people, mm-hmm. like, you know, as much as I might think in the workplace, white boys might be cute, like I still have a wall, you know what I mean? Yeah, so it's like you have a wall for certain people, and it's like just implicit bias, which mm-hmm. everyone has. Yeah. But I think as she went through it, she kind of like slowly was letting go of her walls. And there's this one beautiful scene where she's outside the car and like you can just like see her being free, and she cuts all her braids mm-hmm. and like goes like fro, and they're in this like Jamaican like club, and it's all black, and these people know that they're on the run, but they like say like this is a safe space. So then they have like a dance together, you see like that's the energy. So nice, and then in this movie we literally see them like end up having like sex and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and it was just beautiful because I feel like I've never seen on screen like black romance, and the way the film ends is like so heartbreaking but very like realistic. I'm not gonna spoil it because I feel like you have to watch it, but it also is like just like so crazy when you find out like the biggest like plot twist of it. But that movie changed my perspective on like film. No way. And a lot of people I want to end up in the film industry, and I also really want to open up my own like business consulting that focuses on diversity and inclusion, but all different aspects of like business.
Oh,
like
cool.
Media,
yeah,
or like HR, mm-hmm. or like diversity training, like stuff like that, and giving like LGBTQ and like people of color like opportunities, and also, you know, white people, like they're not bad or whatever, like giving people opportunities who are different to be successful in that industry. Because I think seeing something like that, like it's literally like it's on my like top four list, and the reason why is because it like impacted me, because I saw like black love, so I was like, this is something that can be real. Right.
It actually exists.
I also saw like her, I saw like myself in her, because like sometimes I very much like acknowledge that like I like to have control. Like
me too.
If you've taken your Enneagram test, so I'm an 8 wing 7, so I'm the challenger and also the enthusiast, which basically means, and I really highly encourage everyone to take their Enneagram test because it really does give you insight of just like how your personality kind of just operates. So I really like to challenge people to like be the best that they can.
That's awesome.
But this also is a flaw because I'm also the enthusiast, so I like also can have fun, so I can push you, but I'm not a pusher. But I will, like, try and, like, guide you down the path that you want to be. But I also, like, love to have fun. But when I'm at my, like, weakest, like, I won't ask for help, like, because I'm like, I can do this by myself. Or even with enthusiasts, like, I struggle with FOMO. So a challenge that I'm trying to do, because I'm focusing more on, like, 3-6-1. So, like, this, the first 3 months of the year, I'm trying to, like, make sure I'm, like, healthy and, like, mentally and, like, physically. So, like, focusing on, like, the things that, like, rejuvenate me and also, like, fuel me.
Yeah.
And then, like, 6 months, it's, like, my internship, like, finishing off, like, all of that stuff, making sure I'm, like, secure to graduate in December. Because, like, year is, like, basically graduating, knowing what my plan is and everything like that. And I think this movie just really showed me that, like, you can be strong, but then you can also, like, find love. And, like, I think what was beautiful was, like, they ended up becoming, like, a symbol within the community. And I think even though, like, the ending is, like, so crazy, like, they experienced love, you know? And they really, like, felt, I don't know, they felt alive. And I think that's what I always feel like when I get into, like, I mean, I don't know if it'll be my first relationship, but I think it will be. Like, I'm excited for just the first, like, the first of everything, like, the first date, and, like, the first kiss, and, like, the first da-da-da-da. And I think also, too, it's, like, I mean, I used to be a big hopeless romantic, and I think I still am, but I also feel like I'm very, like, cynical, right, and, like, in this space.
Yeah.
But I think, like, you know, I always have faith in God, the universe, all of that stuff, that, like, if someone's supposed to come, like, they'll come. Mm-hmm. And I think especially, too, after letting go of those apps, like, I've just seen, like, new people come into my life that, like, I never would have. And I think also, like, I've helped other people, like, push for things that they want. Like, my little, like, there's a guy who's like, he's so your type, and, like, now they're dating, and, like, she's really happy, and, like, he makes her really happy, and he's such a good guy, and, like, really sweet, and, like, treats her super well. So, like, I think it's just, like, even if I can't relate, like, I can help people, like, guide them maybe in, like, the right path. But I also think, too, it's also having, like, conversations, because now I want to get into, like, platonic relationships. Like, I've also realized that, like, I also want boundaries when it comes to dating. Like, I don't want to always hear about, like, someone's, like, hookup life. Like, I think you can tell, like, for example, I think it's setting the preface of, like, why are you telling me this? Like, are you just telling me this because you want me to hear? And, like, if that's it, I'm going to just sit here and hear. Like, I won't give you my insight. Or are you telling me this because you want advice?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm going to have, like, a conversation, I think, with, like, one of my friends about this, because I just feel like some guy's going to come out for whatever. And it's not a bad thing. Like, this is in no way me being like, you can't do what you want to do. But, like, I'm kind of over, like, very, like, I'm just over, like, boys, you know? Like, I just want to, like, let's talk about, like, how do you feel about, like, graduating in May? Like, are you ready to, like, move on to that, like, next chapter? Or, like, how do you feel like Nashville's going to treat you, you know? Or even do, like, where do you see yourself in, like, a year? Like, I want to hear, like, the things that, like, bring you joy, because, like, who cares about these boys? Like, who cares? And I think I want to, like, just have that conversation, because this person always talks to me about, like, guys, and I just, like, never know where it's coming from. Like, I'm always like, do you want my opinion, or, like, do you just want me to hear this? Because, like, I can just listen, like, that's fine, because I'm trying to, like, I, like, have three phrases that I'm going by this year, which is, like, create, listen, and breathe. So, like, those are, like, the three areas I'm trying to, like, work on. So, like, I'd be fine with listening, but I think I just, like, need to have it, because it's, like, frustrating me, because it's, like, I see a pattern, but also, like, is this something that I need to worry about?
You need to call out.
Because I never want to. Yeah, it is always really tricky, because you never want to, like, because I think, too, and I think you would agree, like, platonic breakups, like, with friends hurts way more than, like, than, like, any other, like relationship. Like,
nobody ever told me that I would have to break up with my friends.
Oh, literally. And then when you do, it's just like,
I wish there was more I wish I had more warning about that kind of stuff.
Like, I'm in that phase right now, like, of not necessarily breaking up, but, like, just redefining friendships.
Yeah, totally.
And, like, finding activities that aren't always centered around alcohol. Like, I was telling you how, like, I'm not into, like, binge drinking more. Like, I want to, like, have social, like, outings and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
I think also, too, I've had, like, my, like, come to, like, reality, like, my reality checks recently. And especially, like, I, like, got left at the bar. Like, legitimately was, one, the most life, like, eye-opening experience. But then also, too, it just made me realize. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And then it was just kind of, like, sad as well because no check-in to see if I got back safely.
Oh, and then,
like,
what?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is such a, as I talk about it, it just gets really more fucked up.
That's really not cute.
It wasn't cute.
Really not cute.
Oh, yeah, I know. It
was
not.
Like, I don't like that.
Yeah. And I, like, I was talking about it with my therapist today, and he was like, it's literally, it's okay. Like, he said, it's normal for you to shed the weight. Like, you're moving on to, like, things that are priority, which is, like, my future, my career. Like, because it's just, and then also he was like, maybe you're also, like, Cool Beans chapter is done.
Yeah.
Like, it's time to, like, maybe you're more into other stuff. So, like, I want to try going to, like, a comedy show or, like, go to port,
do other things.
Downtown. Seriously. I told my coworker about it, Gabriella. I, like, told her, and she was like, literally, like, if you ever want to come out, like, text me, DM me. She's like, my friend.
Like,
she was
that,
like,
yeah.
We go hard. We start at Hannah's, and then we, like, go to Southbound. She's like, literally, you can come with us. I was like, you're so sweet. She's like, I love her. She's so sweet. And she was like, yeah, like, literally, you can come. And then I had another friend that was, like, just very, like, codependent on me.
Yeah.
And I told them, like, I was really worried about my health and everything. And it was just, it was, I mean, my therapist said we didn't really handle the situation well, but at the same time, I can acknowledge where I went wrong, but it was also, too, it was, like, I was, like, I think my fine line is my health. Like, I'm not doing anything if my health is compromised.
Right.
And it was just, like, I felt like they weren't understanding, like, that aspect. And he was, like, you should at least, like, still have a conversation. Because I understand where I went wrong. So I might reach out. But the thing also, too, is, like, they blocked me on social media. So then I was just, like,
what?
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. It's, like, that's the thing with platonic relationships. And I feel like for the audience, like, a question I would want you to ask yourself is just, like, what relationships are serving you? Like, be honest with yourself about, like, legitimately, like, not cut them off. Because I do not condone cutting bridges. Like, I do not ever burn a bridge because I'm telling you, you never know where someone will end up in your life. You can definitely, I think you can drag someone, you can articulate your words and drag someone very properly, but do not ever just, like, cuss someone out, put them in the ground.
Right.
Also, don't ever, ever, ever do it over text because screenshots are a thing, and, like, you do not want to ever, like, have evidence of your actions.
It's gonna come back to bite you in the booty. Oh,
it always does. It always does.
Yeah, it really does.
And that's the thing. It's, like, be honest with yourself about, like, what relationships are serving you and, like, what is worth, like, investing in. And I think when he told me, like, this was actually a really good thing he told me. He was like, there are three different, like, communication styles. There's passive, there's aggressive, and then there's assertive. So, like, he very much helped me realize passive is, like, people pleaser. So, like, you're only validating the other person's feelings, but you never, like, talk about your own.
Ooh.
Assertive is, like, balance. So it's like, here's how I feel, and I acknowledge how you feel.
You feel too. Yeah.
But then aggressive is like, here's how I feel, and, like, F your feelings. Like it's like you're kind of like you're an a-hole.
Yeah.
So when he told me that, I was like, oh my gosh, okay, like, now I understand how I need to go. Because he was trying to tell me, like, you can do self-preservation, but make sure you're not being selfish.
Right.
And I was like,
whoa.
I was like,
mind
boom,
blown.
Boom, clicking. So
now
that's something I think going into March that I want to make sure I, like, work on is making sure, like, I hear how other people are doing and not just, like, pouring in. Because I always, like, I mean, I do have, like, a credible, like, thing experience of things I've done. So, like, I always do keep the conversation going, but I want to make sure I also allow people to, like, say their piece. And I think it really, it does suck when, like, friendships do have to, like, the chapter has to be closed.
Flop, yeah.
But I also have had it in the other way where it's like I've closed a chapter, but then it's been able to reopen. Like,
yeah. Hey, oh, that's awesome.
My friends Kareen and Ryan back home, we all got together at the start of January, and mm-hmm. like Ryan and I think when I went back for fall break, we like got dinner and that's like nice. Caught up, and we like both acknowledged that like in high school we were kind of like assholes to each other, so like but like we both also realized we didn't peak in high school, and right. I think we also have like our own niche that we are working through, so like
sure.
it was really good. And then when we all got together, it was just like really fun, that's and like awesome. Super like heartwarming. Yeah. So I think you can also like reopen chapters, and I think high school friends, like, it's very possible. I think college friends, it's, like, possible sometimes. I think maybe with distance and time, like, it's very much. And also, too, like, it could also be in your head. But I think that is a question I would, like, want to pass on to the audience. It's just, like, what friendships are serving you? And when I mean serving you, it's not just, like, you're pouring into it. It's, like, like equal a balance. Because, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. like, you never want to, like... Because sometimes it does suck when you're like, oh, I miss someone. Or, like, especially, like, social media is kind of toxic. Because, like, people will see, like, either your glow up or, like, your highs. And they'll be like, yes, queen, or da-da-da-da. And then it's kind of like, do you say, like, yeah. And you're like, do you say, like, I miss you? Or, like, do you say, like, da-da-da-da-da. So I think it's really interesting. But... Like, what about your take? What is your take? Because I...
with platonic relationships,
mm-hmm.
for me, I feel like I've gotten really good at setting boundaries.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like I'm so good at it that it's actually kind of a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes just I know what makes me uncomfortable and what I feel like I can talk about with mm-hmm. certain people. So yeah, I've gotten really good at that. And so that has really impacted the way that I kind of have friends now. And in terms of like ending those friendships, I feel like because I'm so good at with my boundaries, sometimes we don't even really have to have that kind of conversation. I kind of just
let it be.
Yeah. I kind of just let it go. And I just continue moving on with my life because the way that I see it, like I'm always on a journey, right? And mm-hmm. I don't really make it I don't try to keep all of my friends with me all the time just because we're all in different seasons of our lives, and sometimes one person is going to be really important for me during this season of my life, but mm-hmm. once that season ends, then it might be a different person who's serving me, like you said, or me serving them, you know. Sometimes it just feels like it's easier for me to identify that. But yeah, so having different seasons of my life, like, it's okay. Like, I've gotten okay with that. At first, it was really, really hard, like, because I kind of expected, like, oh, I'd have the same friends forever, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, getting to college, it's not like that at all. Like, even within a single semester, it's just, like, things are always changing, and it's okay to be okay with that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm like, realizing, especially, like, even, like, since last semester was, like, my hardest semester, like, I think a lot of, like, those friendships that I had, like, and a lot of them are dissipating this semester. Yeah. Like, and that's been so trippy because it's, like, you were there when I was at my lowest.
Right.
And now, like, I'm, like, going back, and it's, like,
trippy.
It is really weird, but it's also exciting because I am in a space at my job where I can make, like, new friends at, like, with new the interns. And also, too, like... Even like with my coworkers, like I'm like really want to go out and like hang out with them.
Yeah, and that's another really important thing. Like, it's really important that if you like, sometimes you have to cut those people away so that you can move forward in your life. Because if you just held on to people in your past, then you wouldn't be able to go out with those your new coworkers.
Like, I literally did not go to my brother meeting because I was like, I'm going to this networking event. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. Like, I like met, like, it was fun, and like that excites me. Like, I'm mm-hmm. noticing like what excites me more, and it's mm-hmm. just like
that's important.
Not the awesome. Like typical like college stuff, which is fine. But
yeah, and for me, I kind of felt like that. I felt like the typical college stuff was never really my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, yeah, I would go out every so often, but also because I live at home, like, it just makes it harder.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, the quicker that I got comfortable with that, the easier it was for me to be able to like find my like niche, how
yeah.
you say it.
And I'm getting better with the boundaries, because I think that was something, because I think I'm just a very like transparent transparent person off the bat. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to tell you, like, not my life story, yeah. but, like, definitely, like, a decent amount about myself.
Yeah. Which, that's awesome. Yeah. I wish I could be more like that.
Yeah. But I think it also makes people feel more comfortable, and I think that's just my personality. Really, so, it's really cool. It's great. And I think also with this new change, like, I'm getting better at, like, spending time alone. And I'm getting back into seeing movies, because I think when I was going through, like, all the ish, like, the thing that brought me joy was watching movies. Yeah. And, like, I think that's what I'm really, really excited about in March. Awesome. And I think movies like Girls Trip, like, that's another, like, staple, like, black film that I think really showed me, like, how these four different women, like, all were interconnected. Mm-hmm. And even in that space, they ended up having their own conflict and how they, like, overcame that. And I think, I think what was beautiful is it kind of shows you that, like, you're gonna, and then even like Sex and the City like does that as well. Like, and I think those two totally different. But I think what's beautiful about Girls Trip is like it shows like black women unity, and I think that is something that like you can definitely achieve. And I think it comes in different parts of your life.
It totally comes. It comes into. It just manifests itself in different ways, and you just have to be open.
Yeah,
you have to be open to it, because like even if I feel like even in my life, because the way that like. In Girls Trip, you could totally just see, like, your old friend and, like, oh, you know, I'm going to diss you because, you know, we're not on the same level anymore, blah, 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 blah. But, like, it doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah, and the way that they did it, too, is, like, she, I think the one girl, like, in the...
I don't remember their names.
I know. It was, like, four women, and one of them was an author, and she's going to be... She's going to New Orleans for Essence Festival.
Yeah.
She takes her three closest friends.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's beautiful, too. It's, like, planning trips with, like, friends. Like, I know me and my, like, three friends from Spain, I think me and Lauren are going to try and go to, like, Miami, during the summer and, like, see Sophia. And then I really want to go out to L.A. So Stephanie, like, lives out there. Because I also want to go out to L.A. because of the fact that, like, I want to go into that industry. So I might see if I can, like...
Sneak your way in.
We'll take a trip to see if, like, that is the space that I want to move to. Because
the environment.
Yeah. And then, plus, once I, like, get the car, I didn't realize Chicago is 8 hours away. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, if there's a weekend where we don't have class, I can just take the drive and, like, go up and see Warren and then also see Chicago. And the Cars cast will provide me some recommendations, which is great. Like, I'm so excited. But I think... All in all, like, they're all attached. Like, I think love and relationships, like, is all connected. And I think what has been great within the last year is, like, being able to see that representation in film.
Yeah.
And I think people don't realize how important representation is, especially as, like, a person, like, as a person of color, you get it. But I think people outside the spectrum sometimes don't. And I really hope, like, the movies that I told you guys about, you guys will check out and get your own insight in, and, like, also just evaluate your own, like, relationships and, like, be honest with yourself. Because, I mean, it is the start of the year still. I'm gonna still call it, you know, we're still at the fresh point.
And also, every day is a day to start new.
Yeah.
Every day you can have New Day resolution.
Yeah, but I think it's always important before you give to any other relationships, because this is what I'm working on, is, like, make sure you, like, are working on yourself and, like, loving yourself and giving yourself your own grace and, like, not beating yourself up about the, like, mistakes you've made. Because when I was going through all these, like, relationships breaking, I was like, is this normal or did I do something wrong? You know? And I think it's really important to, like, check in with yourself and just, like, be like, just make sure you are good.
You're,
like,
good.
Because, like, you're gonna mess up at times, but also just make sure, like, you internally are like, I'm doing okay. You know? And I think finding, like, that hobby or that passion or that outlet can help you with that. And I think for me, I was telling you all the, like, big things I'm trying to do in March, and I'm really excited to, like, get back into movies, and I think I'm also, like, gonna get back into, like, photography, so, like, doing the things that, like, legitimately, like, bring... Yes, I will. But, like, I'm getting really, really excited about just, like, my creative aspect, and I think I'm really going for it and not, like, letting, like, external factors, like, stop me.
Because
I really want to see where things can go. Like, I really don't know.
You literally never know where you're gonna end up.
Yeah, and, you know. But... thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to plug or anything you want to, any lasting advice you want to give to the audience?
Last advice? Yeah, absolutely. I feel with the whole platonic thing and friendships, like who's serving who, I always kind of think of it, like the metaphor that I think of in my head, it's like, if you're always like flowering, like watering another person's flower, like mm-hmm. you really have to make sure that, you know, somebody else or something else is watering you because like you can't always give yourself to other people because eventually you're going to run out and you're not going to have anything to give anymore.
Yeah.
So always make sure that you have time for, you know, the things that fulfill you so that you can fulfill other people and we can all be happy and fulfilled.
Yeah. I really love that. And I like bought flowers yesterday. So I was like looking at the flowers. But yeah, like even being your own best friend is like important too. Like treating yourself well, healing yourself.
Go to the movies by yourself.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That is my favorite class. I like, yes, literally before the year end, take yourself on a date. Like I did that last semester and it was so much fun. Like I remember I was in the Uber and I was like telling the driver, I was like, I'm taking myself on a date. And then I remember I went to like Not Watson's, had a good meal. I read at the dinner table. Yes, and then I like went to the movies and I just like laughed. Like I laughed at the audience and it was just so much fun. So
yeah, I think I'm gonna normalize going out by yourself. You don't always have to have somebody else with you.
Exactly. It is fun. And I think you should also, college is the best time to start it because you're not about to like, I don't know, you get comfortable with being alone because you're gonna have to be alone when you're
eventually,
like, yeah. Especially like it's gonna be interesting after May because everyone I know is gonna be graduating. But that'll be for another pod. That'll be for another episode. As always.
What about thank you?
What? Oh, my lasting advice? Yeah. Yes. Well, I said, you know, check in, make sure the friends that you have are serving you. I think another thing, too, is just, like, find what fuels your soul. Because I think as long as you have that thing that you can go to when you're down or when you're questioning yourself, you'll always be, like, you'll always be able to serve others. Yeah. Like, I think for me, I know that this is, like, my way of, like, rejuvenating my soul, but also to educating people on, like, something that I love, which is films. And I do for over an hour. I rant about movies. But, like, now I have an outlet where I can really do it. And I really do want to see if I can expand it to, like, a bigger audience. But this fuels my soul so then I can serve all the other people. Yeah. And another thing, mind your business. That is a big thing. That is, like, my best friend, Madison Clark. Maybe I shouldn't say her last name. But she has told me to do this since my sophomore year, and since I've started to do it in the last, like, week, like, it has just, like, changed my life, like, knowing stuff and then just, like, you know, keeping it to myself and, like, just minding my business. And, like, if things happen, take it in, but, like, I don't need to, like...
You don't need to share it.
Exactly, because it's just, like, it'll always come... Sometimes it'll always come back to bite you in the butt, you know? So I think that is another thing is, like, mind your business. It's a practice that takes time, it but, does. Like, since I've been doing it, like, I've just been, like, super carefree, like, preserving my own peace. And I think another thing too is, like, when it comes to self-preservation, making sure you know the difference between self-preservation and being selfish.
Yeah.
Because I think now that's something I am trying to make sure I check myself on, because when I say I did not know the different types between passive, assertive, and aggressive, I was like...
But it makes sense.
It does. And a question you can always ask yourself, and I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but is like, what did I do wrong? Like, and this is like an internal thing. Like, if you get into a conflict with someone you do love, platonic, romantic, just checking with yourself, like, what did I do wrong? And not putting guilt on yourself, but like, just being like, okay, did I handle this, like...
The best way.
Yeah. Because sometimes our emotions get involved. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, it's like... like I said, texting sucks. So, like, things can get misconstrued and then it can hurt other people. So, that's something my therapist definitely, like, made me think about. And I was like, you know what? And he was like, don't think about it in guilty ways. But, like, literally just, like, acknowledge and like being okay with the fact that you were wrong.
Cause, right.
Because like, especially if you're like someone who's very type A, it's right. easy. It's easy to be like,
I'm never wrong.
Exactly. Blah, blah, blah. But like everyone always makes mistakes, and don't be hard on yourself because we're human at the end of the day. So yeah.
Yay!
I'm excited. Thank you. Well, this was a good.
This was fun.
Yeah, this was a good episode. Thank you so much for listening. And
until
as always,
next time.
Subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I think next month I'm going to start doing like reviews of the week. So if people leave reviews on Apple Podcasts, I'll like shout them out. Yeah, I like also cool. updates. I think about, I created a like YouTube channel because I'm going to slowly nice. Start to... I think record these episodes with different people.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And also, too, like I want to be a
Breakfast Club type of thing.
Mm-hmm. And, too, I want to tie, like, different movies. So if I talk about, like, a specific movie, that YouTube might go more in depth with, like, a movie essay or something. Oh, so, cool. Yeah. So those are things that are coming with this podcast. Yeah. And I think I might, like some podcasts I listen to, well, Carson, you know, Carscast, they do like a Reddit page so people like leave certain things. So I'm thinking of like really trying idea. To figure out a way to like interact with the people who listen so then I can like get yeah. insight. So yeah, so leave on Apple Podcast a review and I will shout you out in the next episode. And then follow the Instagram. All our social media will be down in the description. And I hope you have an incredible rest of your week. I hope it's a great day.
Yes, take the time to
day, night,
listen,
afternoon,
love.
Yeah. Yeah, and be kind to yourself, always. Yes. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. See you in the next episode.